This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In the business media's focus on takeover deals such as Men's Warehouse buying Joseph A. Bank for $1.8 billion, a takeover of a great cultural asset has been overlooked. In Washington, D.C., the Corcoran Gallery of Art, nonprofit and financially troubled, is being absorbed by both the National Gallery and George Washington University. The government-funded National Gallery will manage the Corcoran's vast collection. The Corcoran building and its art school will go under GWU's control. Critic Blake Gopnik watches the intersection of art and business for us and sees a failure of philanthropy story here. Blake, good to see you.
Nice to be back.
So the works from the Corcoran will go over to the National Gallery in Washington. The beautiful Beaux-Arts building and the Art College go to George Washington University. End of an era, Blake, but why does it bother you?
People are talking about this as though it's a cure for the Corcoran, but it's a little bit like saying you've got someone that's been sick for 20 years and you're going to cut off their legs and arms and remove the brain from the body and declare that a cure. The Corcoran's an institution. It's got history. It's got an importance to the community. It seems to me that those things should continue.
But they don't have the money.
Well, that's the problem. If there's a failure here, and there's clearly a failure, like no one thinks this is a good outcome. This is just the best of all possible bad outcomes. If there's a problem here, it's that the philanthropy failed, that the basic model that we have in this country that says rich people will support the things the public needs just fell apart.
You do have the public sector, though, sort of stepping up here. That's what the National Gallery is.
Stepping up in a very minor way. It occurred to me on the way over here that it would have been much preferable, I think, if the National Gallery had dug deep in its coffers and actually bought the pictures from the Corcoran. Then the Corcoran would have had some money to survive. It could have become a gallery of contemporary art, which Washington really needs. So there are things the Corcoran could have done to stay alive. But what it couldn't do is attract rich people who cared. They prefer to be on the board of the National Gallery or the Smithsonian Museums, right? That's higher prestige. And because of their prestige seeking, this whole institution dies. That's what it boils down to.
Do you also worry that perhaps just the value of an artistic institution like this wasn't fully appreciated by people who had the resources?
Yeah. I mean, if there had been a real interest in the public good, someone would have stepped forward and said, I will take this over. I will make this happen. Despite, I mean, you have to acknowledge 40 years, something like 40 years of gross dysfunction. I mean, the Corcoran's a big, beautiful building, should be a major institution, and it's been entirely off the radar since 1989 at least.
Blake Gopnik, critic at large for artinfo.com. Blake, thank you.
Thank you.